Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari Girivada Dhadi Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jamuna Thira Vanachari Jamuna Thira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Jamuna Thira Vanachari Jamuna Thira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivitagacharaja Astatara Sattasi Srimadas Divine Graces Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupad Ki Gaur Bhakta Vrind Ki Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 28, Text 11. Very interesting section. There's a lot of commentary, so much so that I'm not going to cover it all. We'll cover some of it this morning and some of it tomorrow morning. So this is Shukadeva Goswami narrating to Maharaj Parikshit about the coward men and their contemplations. After having heard from Nanda what happened in the abode of Varuna, the translation reads, hearing about Krishna's pastimes with Varuna, the cowherd men considered that Krishna must be the Supreme Lord. And their minds, O king, were filled with eagerness. They thought, will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his transcendental abode? They didn't realize they were already there. Purport. The cowherd men were filled with excitement upon hearing how Krishna had gone to the abode of Varuna to rescue his father, suddenly realizing that they were in fact dealing with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They joyfully conjectured among themselves about their auspicious destination after finishing their present life. That was the BBT purport. Here's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The cowherd men, understanding that Krishna was the Supreme Lord, eagerly began to wonder if Krishna would take them to that place, which is the goal of those who worship him. Sva gatim is the phrase in the verse. Sva gatim, that's gati, that's his place, his abode. Beyond the material realm. Another word in the verse is sukshmam. Sukshmam. Do you remember that word sukshmam from Nrisingadev? He was sukshmam, he was subtle, not visible, within the pillar. There's a nice photograph of the temple in Ahovalam where there's a column and it shows Nrisingadev coming out of the column in Ahovalam. So that's the sukshmam word, and here it's beyond the material realm, to Brahman and Vaikuntha. Quote, oh, Nanda, previously you explained that Garga had said that Krishna was like Narayan, but not that he was identical to Narayan. Now you have concluded that he is Narayan by directly seeing Varuna praising him. We think he should fulfill the desires of your friends, that's themselves, in this material world, because your son, who is also the son of our brother, the son of our sister, the son of our daughter, is the Supreme Lord. We have affection for him, and he has affection for us. So Krishna is not there. He was somewhere else. But Vishwanath says that Krishna then said, oh, cowherd men, please take whatever you desire from the Supreme Lord. One of them said, we should take liberation. Another said, let us be residents in Vaikuntha. For every cowherd man had a different desire. But there would be no weakening of their relationship with Krishna because of seeing him as God. Emphasis, that was the case of Vasudev and Arjuna, however. So here's the Vasudev quote. Vasudev said, you two are not my sons, but the Supreme Lord. Today I surrender to your lotus feet. And Arjuna said, Please forgive me for whatever I spoke, thinking you as a friend. So the Brijvasis can't cross over that. Even when they have this notion that he's God. Of course, the curtain closes again quickly, but Jiva Goswami's commentary. Though they were eternal associates, the cowherds thought of themselves as friends of Nanda because of prema. Therefore, they became excited. A devata like Varuna had such magnificence. What can then be said of the cowherd, who is the master of the devatas? Swagatim means, quote, his place. Swagatim. Not the impersonal Brahman. The word sukshman does not describe Brahman, but rather describes Krishna's place. Since calling Brahman sukshmam, it would be contrary to the principle that Brahman is beyond sound, intelligence, and action devoid of all functions. As well, one does not return from the state of Brahma, parentheses, but the cowards return from the place that Krishna showed them. You got it? Should I do it again? Okay. Jiva Goswami is making it clear that Krishna is not impersonal. That's the first part. So, sukshmam might sometimes, in some applications of that word, indicate Brahman. But in this case, sukshmam does not describe Brahman. Rather, it describes Krishna's place. They want to see Krishna's place. Since calling Brahman sukshman, it would be contrary to the principle that Brahman is beyond sound intelligence and action, devoid of all functions. But there's Krishna who's not beyond sound intelligence and action and devoid of all functions. So his place doesn't refer to Brahman. His place refers to something other than the impersonal Brahman. Next sentence. As well, one does not return from the state of Brahma, but Krishna returned from visiting Varuna, and the cowherds returned from the place that Krishna showed them. The cowherds returned from the place that Krishna showed them. What's that place that Krishna showed them? Well, they showed Nanda, who is their leader, and Krishna returned from that place. So it's a place. Their desire to see this place was caused by their prema for Krishna, since even though they developed recognition of Krishna as the Lord, this did not destroy their inherent love for him as their son. Now that's the main point. Whatever they, however they see Krishna, it doesn't interfere with their affection, their prema. Sanatan Goswami, the cowherds by nature were overcome with prema, O King. Even overcome with prema, such persons think like this out of curiosity. They were overcome with curiosity, out sukya dia, since they were cowherds absorbed in various pleasures like Krishna. Will he offer even to us some method or by bhakti, knowledge of atma swagatim, though it is meager, sukshmam, compared to seeing him. They're pondering in a curious way. These are elders, not the boys. Quote, why would the bestower of the highest place give an insignificant boon, unquote? He's the Supreme Lord of us devotees, Adishwaraha. Sometimes a child ornamented with priceless gems asks for pieces of glass out of curiosity. The father, out of affection, gives it. So they already have the topmost, but they want to see Vaikuntha. Sure. And he does. Will he have us attain his place, Svagatim, which is invisible, beyond the material world, Sukshmam? This is not his place here. He is the Lord of Brahma and the Devatas. He has another place for us, which has wealth like the places of Brahma and the Devatas. They wanted to see this place out of curiosity. He will show us his place, Vaikuntha, belonging to his dear ones, Swagatim, which is inconceivable to us. Will he show us this place? Or will he not take us to Goloka above Vaikuntha? They're thinking of themselves as ordinary and so forth. And the place where they are is ordinary, and he's their you know, son, or the son of Nanda, etc. They have that curiosity. Now here's some further discussion about this Svagatim topic, his abode. So get ready for some little complicated. We did this before. Prakat and Aprakat, the manifest pastimes. So when he was in Braja, his manifest pastimes, and Aprakat is after he leaves Braja, his pastimes are no longer manifest. At least that's one application of this term. So here's the commentary. Jiva Goswami Krishna Sandarbha. Get ready, it's a little delicate. Like the form of the Lord, a single place has different manifestations according to difference in pastimes, such as Prakat and Aprakat. They're in Vrindavan, and Krishna is performing his Prakat Leela. But after he leaves, there's Aprakat Leela, and they want to see the abode of Vaikuntha. Shruti says, Vrishna paramam padam avabhati, meaning the Lord's supreme abode manifests in many ways. The manifestation of one place of pastimes is not known by those in another type of pastime. So that's the opening paragraph. And then the rest is expanding on that. One sees places of pure astonishment in the Prakat pastimes. For instance, in Dwaraka, measuring 12 yojanas, which is 72 miles, there are millions of objects, like palaces measuring 2 kroshas, which is 4 square miles. So 4 square miles and millions of 4 square miles fits in 72 miles. The math doesn't work. That's astonishment. Another. In a small hole beneath Govardhan, unlimited people entered. Here's another. Brahma saw in Vrindavan trees, grass, and birds, and also unlimited things like universes. by the power of Yogamaya, Narada saw simultaneously in Dwarka morning, noontime, and evening pastimes. There are examples of different manifestations of Vrindavan also. Paragraph. So this is still just expanding on this Swagatim term. Compliments of Jiva Goswami. In Rudra Yamala, that's a text, Shiva describes the uppercut pastime place to Parvati. That's Vrindavan. So here's the quote. Oh, Parvati, with words equal to honey of the lips, in Vrindavan there are houses on each road. Among the desired trees, some, shining white like a million moons, are most beautiful. O Parvati, some are like the ocean, shining with the rising sun at the end of night. The rising sun at the end of night. In the morning. Some desire trees, superior to those, shine with buds embossed with gold and branches of gems. Whatever flowers or fruits is described, the desire trees produce it. And then Jiva Goswami quotes those verses at the end of the Govinda prayers, Shriya Kanta Kanta Parma Purusha Kalpadarvo, quotes the whole thing. And here's the translation. I worship this Goloka, that's his Swagatim, the place, where there are unlimited gopis and their beloved Krishna, the supreme form of God, where the trees and land fulfill all desires, where the water is the sweetest nectar, where the speaking is singing, and where the walking is dancing, where the flute is the best friend. By announcing the joyful presence of Krishna everywhere, where the sun and moon shine with knowledge and bliss, eternally in perfect form, revealing all things, and where all relishable things are also knowledge and bliss. I worship Goloka, pure and uncontaminated, where extensive oceans of milk flow from the cows, where not even a moment of time passes, and which only a few rare devotees wandering on this earth have realized. Then he goes on to expand that Brahma Samhita verse. In that place is light, or jyoti, in the form of a sun, which is indestructible at the time of pralaya, for enhancing the sweetness of human pastimes. That light is relished by the people there, being full of knowledge and bliss. And in this highest truth, and is this highest truth not material? It should be, and this highest truth is not material. The sun and moon exist there in remarkable forms, although there's no need of sunlight and moonlight. From Bhagavad Gita, there's sun and moon that are very special. In Gautamiya Tantra, another text, it describes Vrindavan as sama, nodita, chandrarkam. There are sun and moon rising with the same forms. Night after night, the moon is always full. Paragraph. Time does not pass because it is unnoticed due to absorption in rasa. If there were actually no perception of previous and later, the nature of the pastimes full of actions would be lost. The place is devoid of faults, shweta. It is devoid of material association like an island, dvipam, superior to all else. Shruti says, quote, just as the lotus rests on water, untouched by it, this abode rests within the material world. Gopaltapani Upanishad. Brahma Samhita also says, Chintamani Prakara Sadmasu Kalpa Briksha Laksha Prate Su. He's just describing Swagatim. In the conversation with Shruti Vidya, it is said, quote, in 10 directions of Sweta Dweep are elephants of the directions. The water is an ocean of milk. From Narada Pancharatra, in Maha Vrindavan, there are many pastime groves. The trees are desire trees, and the ground is made of Chintamani. There are thousands of birds playing and unlimited Surabhi cows. There are various colorful places for rasa dance. There are various pleasant groves for pastimes. The gems on the roofs shine like the hoods of Shesha. The topmost jewels have incomparable brilliance. Brahman resides there. Who can describe this form? Paragraph. Thus, the manifestation place of aprakat pastimes of Vrindavan is called Goloka. In the aprakat pastimes of two types, the mantra upasana mayi places are somewhat different. The place of pastimes in that case is limited to the particular mantras used. Mantropasana, are you familiar with that term? Anyone not familiar with that term? Rajabhumi, are you familiar with that term? Worship through mantra. Okay. It's in Brahma Samhita. It's a term that Jiva Goswami uses in Brahma Samhita, and it's Jiva Goswami's commentary. It's described like, well, there are certain slokas that are such mantras. Jiva Goswami says there are certain such mantras in the Brahma Samhita prayers where it's a meditation on a particular pastime through mantra. And those that are practiced at mantra upasana, they can experience that pastime. They see the pastime. Just like, you know, pick images of, there's this nice image of Krishna and Radha and the gopis, and they're playing musical instruments, etc. So it could be a mantra that describes that. And through mantra upasana, one can see that. But his point is, mantra upasana, the place is a little different because it's restricted to the mantra. And those that become proficient can then, he uses this explanation in Brahma Samhita, that's like a lake, and you can enter into a lake. But commonly, lakes are connected to a river, so you can connect to the river, thus the flowing of Krishna's pastimes, and enter into Krishna's pastimes. Then that has a different name, Sva-rasa-ki. So he's saying the aprakat pastime has two. The pastimes are moving, and there's pastimes that aren't moving. And the place, Swagatim, is slightly different. Narada says, quoting from Skanda Purana, in Vrindavan, I stay at Krishna's pure house full of servants. Goloka of Vaikuntha is on earth as Vrindavan, O King. There Vrinda and other servants longing for Govinda reside. The manifestation in the Prakat pastimes is famous in Vishnu Purana and Harivamsa. That manifestation has been seen by some material persons who have developed good fortune. We also have seen part of it. He's likening himself to a fortunate material person. Like material places, it seems to have a boundary. This is because the Lord accepts this condition for certain human-like pastimes by his will. Still, all the Lord's abodes are beyond the material realm according to Shruti and Smriti scriptures. Paragraph. Vishnu forms live in Mathura. Those having eyes of knowledge see them, and ignorant people do not see them. Paragraph. In Bhagavatam, the manifestation of Vrindavan for Aprakat pastimes is shown in one pastime, for example. That's this verse, 10:28:11, which says, the cowherd men, considering that Krishna must be the Supreme Lord, and their minds, O King, were filled with eagerness, they thought, will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his abode? This is still one, you know, Krishna Sandarbha commentary, and we're not going to finish it. Vrindavan of the Prakat pastimes is also described. 10:15:5. Oh, greatest of lords, this is Krishna to Balaram. Just see how these trees are bowing their heads at your lotus feet, which are worshipable by the devatas, by offering you their fruits and flowers, having taken birth as trees to eradicate the darkness, the dark ignorance of others by their actions. The trees, offering gifts of flowers and fruit, offer respects with their branches. Jiva Goswami's explanation of that verse. They have taken birth, yet kritam janma, as trees to remove the ignorance of worldly people who hear and see this incident. Yet kritam means for this reason. Krishna speaks to Baladev to be continued. I think that's sufficient. Now, that covers a particular anuchet within Krishna Sandarbha, but he's going to go to some other. What an acharya, huh? Now, we're not, Prabhupada has not given us so much emphasis on this mention, but not to this degree of Prakat and Aprakat Leela. But Jiva Goswami emphasizes it a lot. Because as we hear, there's some distinctions, and Vaishnavas like to see the speciality of something. You could say, you know, the distinction between this and that. But what's special about, just like what's special about Vrindavan, it's, what is its uniqueness? And then even within Vrindavan, there's variegatedness and so forth. So back to the text, which we'll continue tomorrow morning also. the cowherd men, thinking of themselves as most fortunate to have Krishna in their midst, and they're accepting, which apparently, conclusion of Nanda, he's not just empowered by the powers of Narayan, but he's a form of Narayan. And either way, it's a Shaktivesh avatar or directly avatar. He's the Supreme Lord. So their affection is so strong, they can't give up the idea that prema, that, you know, the particular Braja prema, that this is our son, this is our beloved, and so forth. And because it goes on with the elders, we can be sure it's going to circulate in Vrindavan. Just how things work. So they want to see his abode. He's God. They're not considering that they are already in his abode. They're considering in the not mundane, but not extraordinary, not exceptional plane, although that's part of their exceptional quality. Their affection is to see everything, the cows and everything, as of this world, and Krishna is their beloved son, and they want to see the spiritual world. Svagatim, Krishna's abode. So then, thus, all this discussion about the difference between prakat and aprakat abodes, they're all of the transcendental nature. And like, you know, the sun and the moon, their rays are eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Everything is conscious and full of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. That's the spiritual realm. So Jiva Goswami doesn't go into describing Vaikuntha specifically. He just describes where they are, the spiritual world they're already seeing. But they have this notion that says Narayan is of the spiritual world, and they want to see the spiritual world, at least see curiosity. Pretty unthinkable, even undescribable and unthinkable. Consider in the world people that have some theistic conception. You know, there's God. There's atheists. But those that have a theistic conception, is there anything that even remotely resembles anything like this? Some while ago, we were reading in the evening, visits that the Kumaras visit the kingdom of God, and then Gopa Kumara visits Vaikuntha. Then he enters the gates of Vaikuntha and he goes to Ayodhya. So all this variegated distinction between this abode and that abode and that abode, although they're all transcendental. It's so fascinating. It's so charming. And we're still stuck in our struggle with the mind and senses. But the sound vibration is being provided to us to attract us to that place and that consciousness and that love. Okay. What to say about all this? I think we'll end and see if there's some discussion here or online. You have something? Yeah.
I have a couple of comments and a question. when in multiple lectures, Guru Maharaj, when you were saying that the curtain opens and then closes, so I was thinking like it's too difficult for me to understand, you know, how can they forget that whatever Krishna did, he lifted Govardhan Hill, you know, when the curtain closes, they start thinking, you know, this is our little Krishna. So I was thinking like, how is it possible? But yesterday when you mentioned the other way for us, I mean, for me, like how, you know, sometimes we get a glimpse of this virtual world, but then Maya closes, then I understood. So I just wanted to appreciate that. Thank you for that. And then this curiosity of the cowherd men to see Vaikuntha. So first of all, I was thinking like for the cowherd men, they had the conception of a place called Vaikuntha. So that was something interesting to hear. And then I was thinking that if for those souls in Goloka, will they have a curiosity to see Rama's pastimes? And you know, there's a curiosity.
I have no idea.
And then regarding the Prakat and Aprakat Leelas, I had a thought, Guru Maharaj, correct me if I'm wrong. The Raghunath Das Goswami's pearl pastime is not mentioned in any scripture, but that is the Aprakat Leela that he was involved, right? So he
yes.
wrote. So that is called the Aprakat Leela?
Yes.
And okay. And like that, so many pastimes are going on that our acharyas get participate in that and then give us that nectar.
Yes.
So one last question. In Goloka, what does the devotees discuss? Is it like, for example, Guru Maharaj?
We're hearing what they discuss.
Hmm?
We're hearing what they discuss. We don't need to, you know, speculate. We can be curious, but we hear. That's what 10th Canto Bhagavatam is.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I was thinking that here, you know, you are giving us lectures and, you know, we are hearing so many points and, you know, trying to understand and realize and all those things. But there, everyone will be realized. So, you know, their discussion will be,
well,
what did Krishna do today?
They're realized and they're not realized. I mean, their understandings are according to what understanding Krishna gives them. And they have different understandings according to their rasa and, you know, time and circumstance.
And there will be new pastimes every day that they will be discussing.
Yeah. So, what did Krishna do today?
It'll be interesting.
In the back.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. I'm curious, Maharaj, that can Jiva Goswami and all these acharyas who are giving these wonderful explanations, can they directly see all these manifestations?
Do they always directly see these manifestations? That's your question?
Not always, but they are seeing these manifestations. That's how they are described.
Well, they see what Krishna allows them to see.
They are able to see.
They're like you and me. They're also dependent on Krishna. They can see what Krishna allows them to see.
Thank you, Maharaj. And you, definitely it might have been discussed, Maharaj, but I want to know more about Prakat and Aprakat.
Well, just stay tuned because it's going to be discussed a lot.
Okay.
The distinction, Prakat is manifest and Aprakat is not manifest. Mm-hmm. So it has different meanings depending upon the context.
So we talk about Leelas also and also the Dhamma.
Yeah. Yeah, yes.
No, in the discussions.
Yes.
And Maharaj, I wanted to understand what is the difference between the Vrindavan that is here on the earthly realm and the Vrindavan that is talked about in scriptures.
Well, the earthly realm is the covering. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's example is oil covering water. So when you look at the water, you just see the oil that's covering the water. You don't see the water because there's oil covering the water. So that's the earthly realm. It's the oil covering the water. So we see dirt and pigs and, you know, horns and barbed wire and, you know, all kinds of things.
So, but it is the same one that is talked about in the scriptures, which is like...
Well, beneath the oil is what the scriptures describe. Those that can penetrate the covering, they can experience the Krishna's Nitya Lila. We can't because we only see the covering.
Also, I was asking from this point of view that since there are many planets in the planetary system and Goloka is talked of the highest, but here we are seeing on this Earth planet. So
you're asking the same question and I'll give the same answer.
Okay.
The physical is destroyed. The spiritual is not. We see the physical. I'll say it this way. Don't ask the same question in another language because it's redundant. You cannot enter Vrindavan simply by buying a ticket. Certainly you can enter Vrindavan by buying a ticket. But you cannot enter the transcendental realm of Goloka by buying a ticket. Similarly, they didn't go to the moon. Even if they went to the geographic location, they didn't enter the moon. They reported not seeing demigods and, you know, this and that, so they didn't go to the moon. There's other things that may have happened besides that particular, but they don't have the sensory capacity nor consciousness capacity to enter the moon. So they didn't enter they didn't go there. They went there. You can't enter Vrindavan by buying a ticket. So there's a distinction between the covering and the eternal Dham. The covering is destroyed.
Through bhakti, when the subtle body is dissolved.
What?
Through bhakti, when the subtle body is dissolved.
Don't go there. You know, just let your consciousness become purified, and then you can have a subtle body, and you can still be present in Goloka. Don't worry about it.
Thank you.
Okay.
I had the same question which you already asked.
Okay.
Can the Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, can they see the pastimes? Can they see the Vinyas?
As Krishna permits.
Online questions. Question from Prakash Narayan Govindan. In the spiritual realm in Goloka Vrindavan, do the denizens, including the cowherd men, still think will the Supreme Lord bestow upon us his transcendental abode?
If I've understood his question correctly, that's what the verse is saying. And in fact he does. But
his question was whether the people that are, they are in Goloka Vrindavana, do they also still think the same way? Like how?
Oh, it's Nitya Lila. The circumstance is not go to the abode of Varuna. That doesn't happen because there's no Varuna. But, you know, they're I can't say what, you know, they... Just the same. My understanding is the same pastime. That is to say, with different lila, Krishna will pull back the curtain and then close the curtain. And when he pulls back the curtain, you know, they'd like to see his abode, but there's no explicit. reasonable but not explicit.
It's a redundant question. Could you please, this Rupa Vilas Prabhu, could you please describe what is meant by Aprakat Leela and where do they take place?
Well, today, there's Aprakat Leela. The Krishna's pastimes are eternally going on in Vrindavan, and we don't see them. That's Aprakat Leela.
Another question is from Rupa Vilas Prabhu. Could you clarify the meaning of the metaphor of river and lake in Jiva Goswami's commentary?
He wants me to say it again? What does he want me to do?
Explain.
I explained it. I can say it again. I can only repeat what Jiva Goswami has said. And here we go. I'll just say it again. And it's not an explanation, it's just saying what he says.
Clarify the meaning.
There's Aprakat Leela. And through mantra upasana, one may experience, envision a particular Leela. Through mantra. Certain, according to Jiva Goswami, certain mantras have such potency that one can experience Krishna's pastime. Like you're viewing it. There's the pastime. Through mantra, that's mantra upasana. And then he uses a metaphor that's like a lake. And then from the lake, one can then enter into the river from which the lake has been formed. And the river is, you not only can see a particular pastime, you can participate in the flowing of Krishna's pastimes. Swa Rasaki. That's the explanation. And Jiva Goswami writes in his commentary, even during the present time, there are persons who are qualified. He didn't state them by name. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, himself. And they describe things that we don't find in the Bhagavatam. And how do they describe it? They're not writing fiction. They're experiencing and then sharing with the world what they experience. And their swa rasa ki realizations. I can't add more than that. Thanks.
Question from Vishalaksha Prabhu. We are chanting 16 rounds every day, but how to develop a genuine attraction, taste to chant the holy name of Lord Sri Krishna as service to the spiritual master?
By following the instructions of the spiritual master. With heart and soul. That's how. That's it. You have something? We're done? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.